Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
This Christmas, make a very special season. This Christmas, make a wish and watch it come true. This Christmas, let Republic ease your way. This Christmas, get rid of the gray and get a new point of view.
Make your Christmas happen. Get a quick, easy, and so affordable Republic Bank loan with competitive rates, bundled packages, and a super fast turnaround.
This Christmas, share it with those you love. This Christmas, let Republic Bank make it happen for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And other prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, ticket today can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Taubman. So Edward B. Behari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Taubman seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Taubman seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we visited Morondoy, Ignatius and Shelley discussed the responsibilities of the various committees on the village council. Malachi and Alexis returned home and announced they were getting married. Catalina fainted. She was revived and Alexis spoke harshly to her mother, who slapped her and angrily told her to pack her things. Alexis immediately left, but Catalina then insisted that she would not allow her to leave. As we return, Simon and Malachi are talking.
Malachi, are you sure about this? I don't want these people bringing the police here.
Dad, I'm staying in Ghana longer to sort it out. I'm going to try find Alexis her own place before I leave.
Why doesn't she just return home and make it up with her mother?
After I explained everything to you, it's a hostile environment. And I don't want my wife to be there.
Morning!
Hey, babes. You slept well?
Yes, like a baby.
Alexis, I think you should go home and work it out with your mother.
Mr. Simon, she doesn't want me there.
I doubt that is true.
Dad, please.
Look, I'm trying to stay out of trouble. I don't want the police coming here again.
And what will the police do? Alexis and I are not doing anything wrong.
Exactly.
Look, I'm going out. I would prefer if Alexis has gone home by the time I return.
You know, if it's too much of a bother, we'll just stay at the hotel until I find her somewhere new to live.
You know, you do not have to do that.
But please allow me to do it my way.
Okay, fine. But sort this out quickly.
Fine.
I'll be out for a bit.
Simon, something I could help you with?
Has the newly elected village council started their planning, Sonny?
We have this under control. Thank you.
There is a reason the constitution gives the municipality and the NDCs the responsibility for the management and development of their local area. I hope you will not let the people down.
We don't plan to.
Well, I would like to share some of my ideas with you, if you will allow. Perhaps meet with the council when the time permits.
Well, we'll be putting together several committees that will provide you the opportunity to do so.
Excellent. Careful planning is required. We need to work on the infrastructure, building construction, businesses, and industrial opportunities. I ran my own construction company for over 30 years in the U.S., so I have a mountain of experience.
I will keep that in mind, Simon.
I hope you folks are not planning to plan in isolation.
We are 100% in support of the involvement of the community. It's the only way we will get Murundoy to where it's supposed to be, with the support of the people.
Good.
But Simon, it's funny, you know, how you just showed up here today after you tried to destroy me, James, and Ignatius' reputation.
Oh, that was in the spirit of campaigning. Water under the bridge.
That's not water under the bridge, Simon. You were going to tell people I raped my niece and daughter.
But it didn't happen. So what's the fuss about it?
I hope you get what's coming to you.
I hope you don't put your personal feelings above my desire to get involved in community development. Local democratic organs are not supposed to plan in isolation.
For the umpteenth time, I hear you, Simon. Unlike you, I don't bear malice. And I will always put Murundoy above my personal feelings. All right?
People say all kinds of things until they are sitting in power.
Well, you should know that very well, eh? You were just campaigning, and we saw how ugly you operated. I am so grateful that the people of Murundoy voted wisely.
I will redeem myself. By their works, you shall know them, right? The people of Murundoy will see that I am for the betterment of this community. I will win them back.
Good luck.
And look, I apologize for using nasty campaign tactics.
You apologizing?
That's what I'm trying to do.
You see how you write all them things from Facebook, eh?
Why do you keep referencing the past?
I want you go back on Facebook and tell all them people everything was a lie, Simon. Was a lie.
Everything wasn't completely a lie. Ignatius is an unscrupulous businessman, and the whole village knows that James Williams is a womanizer.
You know,
and you haven't always been fair in dealing with your customers either.
Why, you just don't go along your way, Simon. You can never change, boy.
I guess I will have to reach out to the other people who were elected. Hopefully they are not as hostile as you.
Good luck.
Put the needs of this community before your personal feelings, Sonny. You must.
I don't need you to tell me that.
I will be waiting to hear when you will start consulting people.
I tell you, this man is something else, eh? Shucks!
Here on 93.1.
Alexis, your mother's heart is breaking. Is this what you really want?
Auntie Martha, she told me to leave.
You know she only said that because she was angry.
Alexis is old enough to make her own decisions.
Oh, you should know better, Malachi. She is an 18-year-old child.
Wow.
You claim to love her. Eh? If you truly love her, you would not do anything to jeopardize her education and her future.
Alexis and I will be getting married. She will have a great future.
Malachi is rich. I will get to go to America and study anything I want to. You and Mommy won't have to worry about anything.
And what happens if he leaves you?
Can you people only see the worst in everything? I have no plans on leaving Alexis.
Alexis, please.
Auntie Martha, just go home.
So what will happen when he goes back to the U.S., eh? Hmm? You're going to live here with Simon?
Malachi is looking for a place for me to live.
So he will leave you to live alone? Hmm? You know what can happen to a young girl who lives alone?
Again, seeing the worst in everything?
One day you will have a daughter, Malachi. And I am quite sure you wouldn't want her to be with a man approaching his 30s when she's only 18.
Alexis will be the mother of my children.
And if our daughter is 18, she can make decisions for herself.
I will pray for you, Manis. I wouldn't stop trying.
Don't! Save your prayers, Auntie Myrtle.
Catalina? How you look, Saman?
Sonny, is there anything the village council could do about Simon and his son?
What happened?
His son will not leave me that alone. She left me else and she refused to come back, Sonny.
God. Look, Miss Sorry for here. But me na know that is anything we can do. The girl is 18.
Look, I feel like it's paying for me sins or something. I never expect Alexis to do this to me.
Simon being here earlier. talking about how he wants to get involved in planning for the community. But what's going on with the case?
Correct, didn't take payoff. She jeopardized the whole case. The police just said that they ain't got no evidence and it's anti-mortal word against him.
Wow.
Look, I just want he and his son gone out of this village. I just want my daughter back.
I can't believe what Coretta do. That woman ain't got no scruples, man. A man like Simon should serve time.
He can't get charged for cyberbullying or something.
What gonna happen in this country, Catalina? And two, besides, was his son writing the things on Facebook?
But there's a crime in America.
But we live in Guyana. We got flight to America?
Man, there got to be some way. Some way to save me child from Simon and his family.
I'm going to think about it and see what we could do. I'm really sorry to hear what's happening, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't give up, Catalina. Don't give up. Hopefully, Alexis catch little sense.
Catalina, I'm sorry. But I tried.
How Alexis going to live by herself? These people don't think anti-mortal.
I have a plan.
What are you going to do?
I will go and see Sergeant Murray tomorrow.
And how they going to help?
They must find a way to arrest Simon.
We need Coretta, but she don't take payoff.
Well, we still have to try and get some justice. Even if it means taking the settlement.
Settlement?
I have thought about it, Catalina. That money can go to the children's education and help with your salon.
But what cause he would have to give you a settlement now? When the police said it's your word against his.
He told me that the offer will be on the table until the year ends. $5 million, Catalina. It could improve our lives.
Look, right now I don't even know what to say, Auntie Myrtle. Everything just upside down. You do good and still evil following you. What really is the point?
We can't give up.
Look. I just want Alexis to come back home, Auntie Myrtle. Auntie Myrtle, that's all I want right now. That's all I want.
She will. And she will not marry Simon's son.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Alexis, I have an idea.
What, babes?
I called my brothers and I told them I'll be away for another month.
Oh, Malachi! I'm so happy.
Yes, I want to make sure I find you a nice place to live before I leave. And I had another thought.
Okay.
And see that your mother and aunt won't stop from trying to come between us. Dad, what happened?
Oh, I was just helping some of the villagers. They organized the cleanup campaign.
Great.
That's a lot of mud, Mr. Simon.
Alexis, my dear, my intentions is to be elected come next local government elections. So I will be doing whatever I can from now to repair my reputation.
Well, good luck to you, Mr. Simon.
We're clearing some more canals this afternoon. I will eat, rest a bit, then rejoin
That's
them.
That's nice.
Yeah, Dad is quite passionate about this stuff.
Yeah, I would vote for him next time if he does run.
I'm sure you won't be living in Ghana, babes.
Oh, yes. We will be married.
Yes, my love.
I want to have a big wedding. All my friends from school got to be bridesmaids. And the
Yeah,
girls,
we will do that, babes. But
what, Malachi?
I want us to get married before I go back to the U.S.
You serious?
Let's go to the post office and then later when you come up to the U.S., we can have an extravagant wedding.
Malachi!
So?
Yes, baby, yes. Let's do it. Let's get married.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
70 years ago, on the 10th of December 1948, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted. Guyana has come a long way since 1948, but challenges still persist. Human rights apply to everyone, no matter our race, belief, location, or other distinction of any kind. These rights are at the root of the Sustainable Development Goals, and the United Nations is committed to helping Guyana achieve them, leaving no one behind. Let us stand up for human rights for everyone, everywhere.
A message from United Nations System in Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward Beebe Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.